can't leave that pet rabbit alone.
I'm gonna buy me a watchdog and sleep at my baby's feet. I'm gonna buy me a watchdog and sleep at my baby's feet. Where you can get up and watch my baby, watch me come midnight green. She start screaming at midnight. Come on and through. She got cream at midnight. Ooh, creep the moon and through. But I guess if I was a midnight creeping man, I'd do it the same way too. I love that woman, but she just won't behave. Hang on, said I love that woman. Man, but she won't be here. I'm gonna buy me a hard shooting pistol, put a little woman in her grave.
Welcome back. You just heard an hour of Parallel Utopia, and this is Stereo Slushy. The song you're listening to is Miss Kalvikalela. Today we're going to get some experimental stuff here, but first we have some of the thin cuts, and now it's Young Fathers, Sink or Swim. The next song will be from Eve Tumor's new album, Lovely Sewer. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offer a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations through the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit our website, www.ritasice.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR at WRCT for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thank you.
So that was Lovely Sue by Youth Tumor, and today we're going to get to our formal part of the program. Today we're going to play some sound collage music, and the first one is an excerpt from the Revolutionary Pekingese Opera Ver 1.28 from Ground Zero.
There was a quarter, a dime, and a penny. Dime and a penny.
Panasonic. Yamaha.
していただける 20代から30代の女性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の男性の
孩子，你不要哭。
On WCT, you can also listen to Record Roulette. Give vinyl from a record library spin. Listen to Record Roulette Fridays at 6 p.m. only at WCT. You can also listen to Couch Dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music and that. Couch Dancing with CJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 1 to 3 p.m. on Friday on WCT Pittsburgh.
To change.
The song you're listening right now is Dajjal by E-Tumor from their earlier album, Serpent Music. And the song before that is Fly Die by Lorraine from Fatigue. Next up, we're going to play some sound collage in the context of experimental hip-hop. The first up is The Landing from Sandy on the Corner from Red Burns.
Hello. You are one of a species called man. I live in a land known as America, in a city called New York. Many find it hard to breathe here. Breath is life, you know, but also truth is life, and well, the inability to breathe is what this record is all about.
This is the fourth day of the fifth week in the fifth month of the third year of the seventh decade, in the second millennium, after what has been reported by some as the death of a man named Jesus. But this is not Christ's fault. I'm not you. I'm man-made, living on this planet called Earth. It's a rather small and very crowded planet if you're not a curse. Perhaps even too crowded by so-called human beings. They find it so very hard to live in peace. But I think I've found a way. Harmony does exist, you know. There's just a small cost that I make someday.
That was The Message 2 by Slauson Malone from their debut album, and the song before that was The Landing by Standing on the Corner from Red Burns. And the next song I'm going to play is Funeral Parade of Roses by Mature Girl with Corin Lockhart Kid from Mature from Tangram. And here's some PSA. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F face dropping, A arm weakness, or S speech difficulty, then T time, time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery. Notice sudden signs, face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, WCT.
Thank you.
And that is Funeral of Roses from Tangram. And the next song will be one of the classics on Sound Collage, which is The Lemons of Pink by The Books.
The Lemon of Pink. Flowing velvet. The Lemon of Pink. The Lemon of Pink.
Love.
About love. Why don't those love songs leave me satisfied?
Why do people say, why do they sing about love? Angels hear from heaven above.
Excuse me.
So that is Love Sounds. Love Sounds, Love is a Many Razor-Bladed Things from Doopy Time. Pretty fun album. And the song before that was another classic album. It's a Sylvan Screen by the Olivet Tremor Control from Black Foliage Animation Music. And the last one here, hope you enjoy what you listened to so far. On WCD.org, we have the songs in our set list. And the last song is an electronic one, Tsurama by Masakatsu Takagi from the album World is So Beautiful.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
If a person's a first-time home buyer, want to buy a home, the first thing you want to do, remember I mentioned education is so important, and that's why going to these home buyer workshops, you learn about special purpose credit programs, and yes, you should ask. Always ask what programs are out there. The banks are regulated to let you know the programs that are out there, you know, and then making sure you know what type of loan you're getting, an FHA or a conventional loan. So that's why going backwards, really doing your homework first, taking not just one home buyer workshop, taking several and comparing them. So when you go to that lender that's sitting across the table from you, that loan officer should be able to give you, number one, programs that are available. Secondly, provide for you a plan and not just steer you in one direction.
Lilia Pope, president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. In 1974, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act allowed the establishment of special purpose credit programs by nonprofit and for-profit organizations to meet the unique credit needs of borrowers. In 2021, HUB released guidance saying the SPCPs can legally be developed by nonprofit and for-profit financial institutions to help resolve barriers faced by economically disadvantaged groups such as African Americans, Hispanic, and women when they seek to purchase a home. According to Pope, America has a low rate of home ownership among African American families because of the overt racism in government and private sector practices and policies that limit the building of intergenerational wealth. SPCPs provide opportunities to balance the scale and put more African Americans on a path towards building wealth through home ownership. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers with President Lydia Pope, In Black America.
On behalf of NARAB, our whole purpose focusing on democracy and housing and Black home ownership is just to make sure we change this wealth gap. But it's going to take everyone within the communities to come together, to talk to your realtors members. Let us be a voice in your city to talk about Black home ownership and stop the redlining and stop the discrimination and allow us to be as Blacks to be able to find places wherever that they want to find places. But this is important for us as a Black organization to make sure that we're doing that. Congress and policy is different, so it's harder to get policies approved, and they take longer. But instant items such as community efforts, talking to your council folks, and letting us be that voice is a big start for us.
In 1947, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, Inc. was founded in Tampa, Florida, as an equal opportunity civil rights advocacy organization for African-American real estate professionals, consumers, and communities in America. The purpose of NAREB is to enhance the economic improvement of its members, the community at large, and the minority community which it serves. Before and after World War II, a series of government programs provided opportunity for white families to purchase home and build wealth, resulting in a housing boom that created the modern suburbs surrounding major cities across this country. But African Americans were not allowed to participate in these programs, and the private sector, as well as the government, engaged in redlining to relegate African Americans to segregated neighborhoods. Recently in Black America, spoke with Lydia Pope, president of NAREB, regarding a program that assists African Americans in home ownership.
Yes, born and raised in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, and been doing real estate for over, now we're probably talking almost 30 years.
For our audience that haven't heard of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, Inc., tell us about the organization.
The National Association of Real Estate Brokers, known as NARAB, we call ourselves Realtists, been around for over 75 years. Back in 1947, when the organization was originated, it was only because the National Association of Realtors,